弟兄姊妹，新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
我想有的人新年过得很高兴。
I'm sure someone have very happy, joyous Happy New Year.
但是有的人新年过得不太高兴。
But some people are not that happy in this New Year.
你们知道这两天发生什么事？
You know what happened these 2 years? These 2 days?
台湾南部发生大地震。
In southern Taiwan, there was this earthquake.
而且是比较大的地震。
And it's a great earthquake.
我感谢主，这个伤亡还不算很大，目前知道还不算很大。
But thanks the Lord, so far the casualty is not that huge.
不过呢，好像对我们是一个蛮重要的提醒。
However, it's a great reminder to us.
虽然时间是这样一直在往前走。
Even though the time passed continuously.
我们实在是活在一个震动的时代。
We are living in a shaking time.
那主告诉我们要得着的是不能震动的国。
But our Lord told us that we are going to obtain a kingdom that is not going to be shaken.
但我们生活是这个会震动的一个环境。
But we are living in a shaking environment.
那我知道那个报纸上登了很大那个倒塌的大楼。
I know the newspaper has shown a great building collapsed.
我昨天刚好看到这个有个小报道。
And I saw a news.
我说为什么那个地方的损坏比另对那个不是地震的中央，它是离中央还有一点距离。
And actually, the place that gets destructed is further away from the center of the earthquake.
他说：“为什么那里损坏比那个中心要严重
？”But why that area get destructive more than the center？
啊，我就想到底原因在哪里
？So I was thinking why？
啊，那我只发现了一个原因。
But I only see one reason。
他说那个地方震了4秒钟。
That place was shaken 4 seconds。
原那个中心地方震了2秒钟。
And the center was shaken only 2 seconds.
只要四秒钟。
Only 4 seconds.
很大的大楼就毁了。
And this tall building was collapsed.
所以有的震动是很长的啊。
So there are long shaking period.
有的震动就短短几秒钟。
And there was only shaking for a few seconds.
啊，听说1999年的921大地震是震了102秒钟。
And I heard that back in 1990.
在台湾。
Oh, there was another earthquake in Taiwan that was shaken for 120 seconds.
四秒钟就那么严重。
And 4 seconds caused these destructions.
如果102秒还是同样发生102秒的话，那难以想象。
So imagine 102 seconds, what would happen?
所以我们必须知道，我们在一个震动的时代。
So we have to know that we are living in a shaking period.
主的心意是把不能震动的国给我们。
Lord want to give us.Unshaken kingdom to us.
所以主的确是叫我们预备。
And Lord want us to be prepared.
能够叫我们得着那个不能预备啊不能震动的。
So that we can receive this unshaken kingdom.
好，我们在读圣经以前，先有点祷告。
And before we read the scriptures, let's have more prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
你借着你爱子所赐给我们，所要带领我们的。实在是我们眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，我们的心也未曾想过。
Through your beloved Son, you want to give us things that we have never heard of or seen or thought of.
不管我们得救年日多长，或者是我们经历有多少。
No matter how long we have believed in you or how much we have experienced you.
我们总是觉得需要你再给我们新鲜活泼的启示。
We still need you. We still need your fresh review.
我们求你借着今天在这个交通的机会中
，through today's fellowship，
像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的说话。
Speak to the one who speak, translate, and listen.
你知道我们不能为自己，不能为你说什么。
You know that we cannot do much for you.
若不是你把话赏赐给我们。
If it's not you who give us your word,
我们就没有什么话可以交通。
Then we have no word to fellowship.
我们就无依无靠地把这个时间、 把说话的、翻译的、听话的都交在你的手中。
We give this time to you, to the one who speak and translate and listen.
求你不但向我们说话，也教我们怎样在你面前预备。
Not just teach us how to speak, but also teach us how to be prepared.
谢谢你的怜悯。
And we thanks for your mercy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.好，我们还是读几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
启示录第二十二章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy in this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I'll give to everyone according to what he has done.
十七节
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come.Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
证明第二十节
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies for these things say, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen, come, Lord Jesus.
然后十九章，启示录十九章。
Chapter 19.
第九节
Verse 9.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上。凡被请赴羔羊之婚筵的有福了，又说又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Then the angel said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And he added, "These are the true words of God."
我们再看以弗所书第五章。
Book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
十七十八节。
Verse 17 and 18.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
不要醉酒，酒人使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
再看马太福音二十五章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 25.
第一到第十三节
Verse 1 to 13.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎
At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom
其中有五个是愚拙的五个是聪明的
5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油
The foolish one took their lamps and did not take any oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候他们都打盹睡着了。
The bridegroom was a long time in coming and they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
半夜有人喊着说新郎来了你们出来迎接他。
At midnight, the cry rang out, Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
The foolish one said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的。不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
No, they replied, there may not be enough for both of us, and you, instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的，同他进去坐席，门就关了。
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”
Later, the others also came. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us.
他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。”
But he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰 你们不知道。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
十三节说，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Verse 13 says, Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
The day and the hour, you don't know.
既然那日子、那时辰不知道，为什么要警醒？
Since you don't know which day and hour, so why should you keep watch?
那怎么警醒?
How do you keep alert?
警醒什么东西?
What should you be careful with?
所以我想主说话不会把我们落在没有办法得着的那种状态底下。
But I don't believe Lord is going to speak to us so that we don't know what to do.
那日子那时辰,
That day and time.
所以那日子那时辰不用管。
So that day and time.
啊，就好像我们这个年初，我们陈弟兄来给我们讲这个主再来的一些情况。
Just like in the beginning of this year, our brother Chen shared with us about the prophecy.
我们弟兄提醒的是客观层面，客观的 objective 的 side.
Our brothers is reminding us about the objectives view.
所以这个。我们面对主再来，有些东西是客观的，就是我们是被动，我们没有什么，就是说他来就是来了。那
While we are preparing for the Lord's return, it's very objective, and then it's just happened, and we just have to face it.
但有一方面是主观的。
But there is one point that is being objective.
就是
subjective.
就是预备。
That is to be prepared.
警醒。
Alert.
所以既然那日子那时辰不知道，所以我们就不用去算了，你不用一天到晚在那算到底哪一天。
Since we don't know which day and hour, we don't need to count.
但是我们预备好没有预备好呢，到底可以知道不知道？
But are we prepared? You should know.
可以知道还是不可以知道？
Do you think you can know?
这是我们需要问的问题。
This is a question we should ask ourselves.
如果不能知道，那我们就这个比喻就不用理它了。
If we don't know, then we don't need to read this parable.
但如果可以知道，又怎么可以知道？
But if you are able to tell, then how can you tell?
Yeah, 这个东西就是需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord's help.
如果可以知道，
If we can tell,
那我们又有机会知道。
And we can have this chance to tell.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你想不想知道？
So I want to ask brothers and sisters, do you want to know?
想不想知道？我们是预备了。还是没有预备。
Do you want to know if you are prepared or not?
是预备好了，还是没有预备好？
Are you well prepared or you're not?
这是一个很实际的问题。
This is a practical question.
我在想这个的时候哈。
While I'm thinking about this.
我就想到我们基督徒生活里面哈，常常面对选择性的问题，就是抉择的问题。
I'm thinking about in our life as a Christian, a lot of time we have to make our choice.
譬如说我们最近读加拉太书，在周五晚上的读圣读经聚会。
Just like on Friday, we read Galatians, book of Galatians.
在第一章第四节告诉我们说。
In chapter 1, verse 4, it tells us.
对不起哈，因为我不是。背书不是背那么好，所以我没有办法直接跟你讲。
I'm sorry, I didn't memorize it yet.
基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father.
一般我们想到救恩。
Usually when we think of salvation.
就是我罪得赦免。
That is my sins got forgiven.
啊，但是这里讲的有另外一个面。
But here it tells us the other point of view.
救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
To save us from this evil age.
所以，我们知道这个时代是罪恶的时代吗？
So do we realize that we are living in this evil age?
可能我们还觉得挺享受的。
We might be still enjoying in this age.
但是主说要救我们脱离这。罪恶的时代。
But our Lord says He is going to rescue us from the present evil age.
那这个救呢，它是拉出去的那个救。
And this rescue is to pull us out.
所以对我们来讲的话
，So to us，
那我们今天的生活，我们是活在这个罪恶的时代里面呢，还是 活在蒙拯救的那个时代，或者说是新的时代里面。
Are we still living in this age or living in an age that was saved?
那什么是新的时代？
So what is this new age?
其实从主的话就告诉我们。
So from the Lord we can tell.
这个时代结束，就是国度的时代来了。
The end of this age is the new age.
在这个时代里面，我们又可以从另外角度来看。
And in this age, we look at it from a different angle.
在主耶稣来以前是律法的时代。
Before Lord Jesus come to the earth is the age of law.
在主耶稣来以后到他再来以前叫恩典的时代。
And after Jesus came is the age of grace.
那不管是在恩典和在律法时代，这整个合起来还是属于罪恶的时代里面。
So no matter in the law or grace of age,
但是主要我们进入的就是那个他再来的那个时代。
But what Lord wants us to enter into is the future new age.
所以我们需要主启示我们。
So we need the revelation from the Lord.
到底国度的时代那个性质是什么
？So what is the nature of that new kingdom?
啊，这我曾经心里困惑很久。
I have this doubt for a long time.
不过后来主让我开始明白了。
But Lord start to make me understand.
那我如果开始明白，我明白国度的时代，或我明白未来的勇士。
So when I understand the kingdom age and the future, eternal age.
对我来讲，变成就有一个选择性问题。
So to me, there is this choice that I have to make.
我要活在这罪恶的时代里面呢，我还是要活在国度的时代里面。
Do I want to live in this evil age or the future kingdom age?
哦，请大家注意一下，就是说，不是等到主耶稣真的再来之后，我才能活在国度的时代里面。
But please pay attention. I'm not saying that we have to wait till Jesus return before we can live in that future kingdom age.
所以今天对我们知道跟明白人是有一个选择性的问题。
So to us, whether we can understand and whether we want to make the choice.
如果你活在这个未来的就是国度的时代里面。
If you are living in this kingdom age,
你是用国度时代的生命来在现今这个时代的生活里面来生活。
Then you are using the life that you live in the kingdom age to live in this current present evil age.
不晓得你想不想这个问题。
So I don't know if you have ever thought of this.
因为我自己的经历，我发现如果我不明白这个的话，我对我的经历就很，我觉得很疑问。
So to me, if I don't understand this point, it could be very frustrating to me.
譬如说好了，我第一个工作。
So just like in my first job.
我去就当经理去了。
I was in the economics field.
No, as a manager.
I was like a manager.
A department manager.
A department manager.
那但是我的工作里面，其中要牵涉一个部分就是逃税、避税跟节税。
But one of my job is to study how to evade tax, to pay less tax.
Not only that, 还要逃税，你知道吗
？And also to evade tax.
啊，所以怎么讲说，我刚接着工作的时候，我并没考虑这个问题。
So when I first accept this position, I never thought of this question.
但是呢，等我做一段时间的时候，圣灵在我里面说话。
But after a while, Holy Spirit speak to me in my heart.
基督徒不可以逃税。
As a Christian, you cannot evade tax.
我以为这只是一个概念而已。
I was thinking that this was just a concept.
所以我没有理他。
So I ignore it.
他又说话。
But when Holy Spirit spoke,
基督徒不可以逃税。
Christian cannot evade tax.
我还是不理他。
I still ignore it.
但在我心里面一直绕，基督徒不可以逃税，基督徒不可以逃税。
But this repeat in my heart.
起先是心里面的感觉，基督徒不可以逃税。
And first, I thought it's just my own feeling that Christian cannot evade tax.
然后这个感觉慢慢让我的思想，基督徒不可以逃税，我的思想也感觉基督徒不可以逃税。
And then it come to my mind, and then I start thinking, is it true that Christian cannot evade tax?
我没有办法把这个声音抹掉或者拒绝掉。
I couldn't silence that voice.
所以我只好在主面前祷告寻求，
我该怎么办？So I pray and seek.
当然，最后的结果就是，我就是辞职。
And at the end, I resigned from my position.
所以，这就是一个很就是主要他用你新造的生命、国度的生命来过，在旧的环境里面生活。
So this is an example that Lord allowed the new life to survive in this evil age.
所以这个是给大家一个参考。
This is just an example.
啊，你很有很多需要面对选择的。
There are many choices we have to make.
那譬如说，那个在那个加拉太书第二章说，保罗他这个帮助加拉太弟兄姊妹，他的目的是什么？
So just like in chapter 2 of the book of Galatians, the purpose of Paul helping the brothers and sisters in Galatians, what was his purpose?
他说，为要叫福音的真理仍然存在你们当中。
And he said because he wants the truth to continue to exist.
这是在加拉太书第二章第五节。
And this is in verse 5.
那这是保罗帮助在加拉太的那地区的弟兄姊妹的目的。
So this is the purpose of Paul helping the brothers and sisters in Galatians.
那今天我们在一起聚集。
So today we gather together.
我们只是知道有这样的真理，但是真理在不在我们当中无所谓。
We know that the truth exists, but whether the truth is among us is not a great deal.
还是我们聚集在一起的目的，是能够像保罗在提摩太书所讲的说，教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
Or are we gathering just like Paul said that church is the foundation of truth?
那这里有没有要选择的问题？
So here is a choice.
其实如果你顺着新生命，没有什么选择的问题。
So if you choose the life from God, there is no reason for you to pick.
但是因为我们是有新生命，又在这个旧的身体里面。
But because we have this new life and living in this old self,
我们又在这个旧的环境里面，
and we are in this old environment,
你就常常面对需要选择。
Then you always face this matter of choice.
如果我们是一个绝对顺服主的人，
but if we are absolutely obeying the Lord,
这样人很少，这样人非常的少。
Very few people like that.
啊，如果我们真的是绝对顺服主的人，
if we are absolutely obeying Lord.
一旦主让我清楚明白主的旨意，
Once the Lord let me know and his will,
我就愿意付上一切的代价遵行神的旨意。
Then I'll pay all the price to follow his will.
不过很可惜，从教会历史以来这样的人很少。
However, it's a pity that very few people like this in the church history.
今天在我们眼见的范围里面也很少。
In our eyesight that we can see, very few people like that.
请原谅我这样讲很少。
And please forgive me saying this, very few.
因为我们常常是容易脚踏两条船。
Because we are people who keep changing.
我们需要想要未来的祝福，但又想要又要今天在这个罪恶时代的享受，还是要的。
We want the future blessing, but we still want the enjoyment of nowadays age.
所以常常就有选择的问题。
So we have to make choice.
如果我们真的全心全人奉献给主，
If we truly offer our whole body, our whole heart to the Lord,
这些选择就不那么明显。
Then there is no, then you don't need to make choice.
因为一旦明白就去嘛。
Because once you understand God's will, you follow.
但是因为我们常常一下子向左，一下向右，我们是好像墙头草一样跑来跑去。
But we are always shifting from the left to the right and back to the right.
所以就有选择的问题。
So it makes us to choose.
所以还有呢，就是你要随从信心的律呢，还是随从行为的律？
So are you following the law of faith or the law of righteousness?
如果照着基督徒他清楚蒙恩得救，应该很自然什么，就顺从信心的律。
If you are saved by grace, then you will follow this law of grace, faith.
但也从现实的情况呢，是吧？有很多是信因信心得救，却要靠律法成全。
But we see a lot of times that we are saved by grace, but we follow the law of righteousness.
这入门是根据信心，但是要跟随主呢，却是根据自己的行为，根据自己。
You enter the gate, the door through faith, but you follow the life.By yourself.
所以保罗指出加拉太的弟兄姊妹问题说，你们是要走信心的律呢，还是走行为的律呢？
So are you, so Paul said to the brothers and sisters in Galatians, are you following the law of faith or the law of righteousness?
你从圣经会很清楚地看到，
You can tell from the Bible.
如果这一个弟兄姊妹他真的是走信心的路，
If this brother or sister follow the law of faith,
他就一定会顺从圣灵。
Then they will obey the Holy Spirit.
他如果说他顺从圣灵，但是看不出那个信心的那个情况呢，他这个顺从是有问题的。
If they say they obey the Holy Spirit, but they don't show it, then their condition is questionable.
另外呢，还有圣经提我们这有一个隐而的问题和实体的问题。
And there is another question of the question about image or the and the question of the practical.
因为有一些弟兄姊妹就喜欢遵守日子啊、月份啊、节气啊这些东西。
Because some brothers and sisters like to follow the ritual date.
那保罗告诉我们说，这是影儿。
But Paul told us that these are just shadow.
实体是什么呢
？And what is the practical?
实体就是基督。
The practical is the Christ.
所以你如果真的能够跟主建立活的关系，你会脱离这些影儿的。
So if you have this life connection with the Lord, you will stay away from all this shadow.
这是不是也是一个选择在那里呢
？So isn't there a matter of choice?
还有呢，保罗在加拉太一开始讲说，我做使徒不是由于人。
And Paul also said to the brothers and sisters in Galatians that I did not feel struggle to be a disciple.
我传的福音不是从人来的。
And my gospel do not come from men,
乃是从神来的。
But from God.
所以这里有一个情形是，如果我们没有跟神有一个活的关系，我们怎么可能说这是从神来的呢
？So if we don't have a life connection with God, how can you say that this is coming from God?
并不是说会背圣经就是从神来的。
So I'm not saying that if you can memorize the Bible, then this is from God.
有很多人会背很多的圣经，但是他跟神呢没有太密切的关系。
A lot of people know how to memorize the Bible, but they have no connection with God.
所以这不是是不是有一个学习呢？有一个选择在后头。
So here is a lesson and choice for you.
我的生活是要来到这个万有的源头，来到主那里呢
？My life, do I want to go back to that original, the Creator?
还是我的生活只是在人的层次就够了呢
？Or my life just stay among men will be enough?
这是一个选择。
This is a choice.
然后呢，我们在认识主、跟随主，是顺从圣灵的启示呢，是神的启示呢，还是顺从地上的传统呢
？So when we after we believe in the Lord and follow the Lord, are we following the revelation from the Holy Spirit or following the rituals of men?
传统
，the traditions，
可能你不需要跟神有太密切的关系。
You don't need good relationship with God.
但启示
，but revelation。
你如果跟神没有一个活的关系
，If you don't have a life relationship with the God，
你就不知道启示是什么。
Then you don't know what is revelation。
你不知道这是出于神的。
You don't know if this come out from God。
传统，你只要有天然能力强就够。
Tradition, you just need to follow。
但是启示呢，你要真的遇见给启示的主。
But revelation, you have to meet the God who gave revelation。
可能你不是个很聪明的人。
Maybe you are not a wise person.
你考试也竞争不过别人。
You don't have good report from exams.
但是呢，因为你遇见了这位坐宝座的主。
But if you met this God in the throne.
你讲出来的话，他觉得奇怪，怎么会从这人口中出来
？The word that come up from your mouth, you will be surprised.
这是不同的东西。
This is different thing.
你要启示呢，还是要传统？
So do you want revelation or tradition?
你要出于人的还是要出于神的
？You want things come up from man or from God?
或者是我们得救之后就会遇到一个情况
？Or after we are saved, we are in this condition.
我们是变成一个，我们是主在我们身上创造成为一个新人。
God created us to give us a new life.
新人活在旧人里面。
A new life living in the old self.
新生命，我们新生命在我们里面。
Our new life is in us.
所以我们同时可以想要变成新人或想要变成旧人。
So then we start struggling to become new or to be still stay as old.
Yeah, 我想这里很多我只是想到的给大家提醒。
This is just what I thought of and I want to remind you.
或者说在圣经里面讲说主所喜悦的事情。
Or the Bible mentions something that things that please the Lord.
或者说神看为愤恨的事情。
Or things that the Lord hate.
我们可能只是一个很单纯的想法。很单调的想法。
We have a simple mind.
我们以为我们所做的所想的一定神会悦纳。
We thought that whatever we think and do will be pleasing God.
那是我们的想法。
But this is how we think.
啊，因为你要看谁在断案。
You have to see who is the one judging.
啊，谁在做最后的判定。
Who has this final judgment?
所以如果你知道谁在那判定，如果他你到他面前呢，他说 你完全 OK， 那他真正 OK。
So if you know that Lord, God is the one who gives the final judgment, and if he say OK, then this is OK。
在他说 OK 以前
，and before he say OK，
我们自己说的都不能算数。
Whatever we say doesn't count。
所以我这次给大家想说，其实基督徒有很多抉择的环境。
So I'm just telling you that as a Christian, you have so many things to decide to choose.
你愿意稍微仔细一点，就发现你天天会面对。
If you pay attention, you will see that every day in your daily life, you have to pick and choose.
啊，有的时候我还没搞清楚。
Sometimes you are still not clear.
可是弟兄姊妹说，这个很重要啊，一定要弄，一定要弄，一定要弄。
But brothers and sisters says, oh, this is very important. You have to do it.
那我想说，哦，因为他说很重要，所以我就很重要。
So do I do it because the other brothers and sisters say it's important?
所以我们还没搞清楚主有没有带领。
So before we even realize whether this is God's guidance,
已经决定了。
You already make up your mind.
因为他说很重要。
Because the other people says it's important.
他说很重要就是很重要。
So if he says so, then yes, I just follow.
但是不管主有没有说话。
Then you ignore the Lord's word.
所以这是一个常常遇到的情况。
This is something that we face all the time.
因为我自己印象也很深刻。
I have this great impression.
我记得我刚刚得救，一开始一段时间，哇，我就发现，我天天在十字路口上。
Once I start to become a believer, I realized that I'm always on this crossroad.
我每天面对一个决定，就是说，我现在是这个生活是跟主连上的呢？还是没有连上。
Every day I have to struggle whether my life now is connected with the heavenly God or to the earth.
好，我想这个问题就到此就好。
So I think I will stop the question up to here.
因为你要想，可以想出很多。
Because if you continue to think, you can think of a lot.
但是怎么可以有把握呢
？But how can you have assurance?
我们要问怎么可以有把握呢
？You want to ask how can you be assured?
我们看几段圣经。
And let's read a few Bibles.
哥林多后书第一章
Second Corinthians Chapter
1 20-21节、神的应许不论有多少在基督里都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through him the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神。
Now it is God who makes both you, us, and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us.
再读一节哈，他又用印印了我们，并是圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
I call God as my witness that it was in order to spare you that I did not return to Corinth.
这里提了三个东西。
So here are three things.
他用高高我们，用印印我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
He anointed us, and he sealed us, and he sent the Holy Spirit in us.
我这是提给大家回去思考。
And this is something I want you to think.
高
To anoint.
印
Seal.
凭据或者是值，就是 earnest or pledge.
And to pledge.
对吧？这个是让基督徒里面有把握的。
And this is to give you assurance as a Christian.
这个是圣灵做的。
But this is done by the Holy Spirit.
那讲到高，你看这里讲到神的应许。
So here we talk about God's promise.
所以就会问一个问题。
So I tell you, ask you a question.
我们信主之后
，After you become Christian,
你真的变成一个有盼望的人吗
？Are you a person with hope?
这要很诚实哦。
This is a question, an honest question to you.
我们的盼望是照着主所说的，还是我们的盼望是跟没有信主的人、没有神的人是一模一样的？
Our hope is according to God, or our hope is still the same as the other non-Christians?
因为这里说什么？神的应许不论有多少，在基督里都是是的，都是实在的。
Because here it says that no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.
就是圣灵在我们身上有个工作，他会膏我们。
The work of Holy Spirit is to anoint us.
到一个地步呢，神的应许我起头不知道，但现在开始会知道了。
To a point that at the beginning I did not understand God's promise, and now I understand.
起头我是没有兴趣。
At the beginning I'm not interested.
但是我慢慢发现它很重要。
But now I find out it's important.
不但发现很重要，我起头我觉得这神的应许跟我是一个客观的关系。
In the beginning, I thought the promise of objective relationship with me.
Oh, 我就发现神把我摆在他的应许里面。
But once the Holy Spirit put this promise in me,
不但他要给我，他又把我摆在他的应许里面。
Not only he wants to give me promise, he wants to bring me into the promise.
他要把我这个被地上各种的环境、各种的问题、各种的东西捆绑的人，能够带往前走。
He wants to bring me forward as a person who was bounded by the earth.
你要知道，讲到刚讲的说，这现今这罪恶的时代和国度的时代。
We were talking about the evil age at present and the future kingdom age.
这是一个超越时代的事情。
This is something that surpassed time.
难以想象啊。
Unimaginable to us.
但是圣灵却要膏我们。
But Holy Spirit will anoint us.
把神的应许，应许我们进入那个国度时代的应许，放在每一个愿意的人身上。
And to give that promise into each one of us.
所以。因为如果放在你身上的话，你的生活就开始要根据这个应许 来过生活了。
And because the promise is in you, then your life will change.
就好像亚伯拉罕，神呼召他出加勒底的乌尔。
Just like Abraham, Lord called him out of Ur.
他充满了不知道。
He was filled with unknown.
但他越跟神在那里亲近呢，他就越来越清楚。
But the more closer he is with Lord, the more clear he is.
神原来说，神跟他说，你，我要把这块地赐给你。
And God said, I want to give this land to you.
所以我想他刚开始说，哦，这块地，我先到示剑，示剑不错。
So I think that he would think, oh, well, this is not bad to give me a land. I'm on earth, so he gave me a land.
对吧？我到希伯伦，觉得希伯伦不错。
So I was in Hebron, and Hebron is not bad.
然后走了很多地方，都觉得不错。
And he went to many, many places, and they are not bad at all.
但经过在许多经历之后
，But after all these experiences,
希伯来是告诉我们什么
？And what did a book of Hebrew told us?
亚伯拉罕在等候那神所经营、所建造的那座城。
Abraham was waiting for that city built by God.
所以，我相信他在神的应许地。在那里生活，在那里经过所有神给他的机会当中。
So I'm sure during his life in that promised land.
他的这个心本来是在今世的，被送到来世去了。
His heart was originally on the earth, but was brought to the future land.
所以主耶稣为这个做见证呢
？And Jesus Christ was the testimony for this.
他说：“将来有许多人要跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各跟我在国度里面一同作席。”
Jesus says that in the future there will be many brothers and believers sitting with me and Abraham.
所以主耶稣已经肯定亚伯拉罕属于国度的人。
So Jesus has already assured that Abraham is in the future kingdom.
但是亚伯拉罕他只是在地上生活、啊，
but、
就是那么些年呢、啊。
But Abraham was living on earth for many years.
但主为亚伯拉罕的生活做见证。
But Lord testified for the life of Abraham.
这个见证呢，把他带往神的应许里面去。
This witnesses brought him into God's promise.
所以这讲到神的应许，他就讲了三个部分。
So we talk about God's promise in three parts.
一个是讲到膏。
One is anointment.
好像是我自己领会也不算很完全。
My understanding is not complete.
但好像就是在我们有引导的作用。
But this anointment is to guide us.
因为在别的圣经讲说，这个恩膏的教训在凡事上要教导我们。
Because in other verses it's mentioned that anointment will teach us and guide us.
不只是凡事上教导，而且什么，有恩膏的教训在我们里面，你能够分别的，能够分辨的出来敌基督， 或者不是敌基督。
And with anointment, we can also distinguish which one is antichrist and which one is not.
那这个主耶稣他在地上生活，他在地上的时候侍奉的时候，他说主用他的灵膏他。
And while Jesus was on earth living, anointment came to him.
所以他叫死人复活。
So he can call the death to life.
所以他宣告神的禧年。
And he can announce God's kingdom.
他叫瞎子的看见。
And he can make the blind see.
他叫瘸子起来行走。
And he can make the limbo walk.
背后有一个神的膏油在那里运作。
There is this work of anointment behind him.
所以今天在基督身上有神的膏油。
So in Christ there is anointment.
这个神的膏油在我们身上作用的结果，神的应许在我们身上应该是越来越鲜活。
And the work of anointment in Christians will be more appearing.
不但是越来越鲜活，而且成为我们的方向目标。
Not just being appearing, but also show us the direction.
那这里不自然是有膏，还有印。
And here it also have seal.
印，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你讲到印的时候，你什么感觉
？So when we talk about seal, what do you think?、
那个在启示录你看到什么？那个撒旦也在印，咔咔咔咔咔。
And in the book of Revelation, we also see that Satan has seals.
啊，撒旦们戴在额上，戴在手上。
And he has seals on his forehead and on his arm.
撒旦有一天会做一个地步，就是说你额上、手上没有印记，不准你做买卖，没有办法生活。
And the Satan were powerful enough to a point that if you don't have seal on your forehead or arm, you cannot do any trading.
但是神也在印。
But Lord has sealed.
启示录里面有那个旧约那个以色列人有144,000人每个盖印的。
But Lord also has seals. He has sealed on the Israelite people the 1.4 million Israelites.
那在外邦人当中也很多。
And also in the Gentiles.
但这里我们看到有一个是归属的。
But here it related to the belongings.
这个被盖印了就是归属了。
If you are sealed, then you belong.
那我也想到另外一面。
And I was thinking another part.
我记得我以前在台湾的时候哈。
When I was in Taiwan.
因为我来美国现在时间比较长了，所以有点忘记了。
After so many years in America.
你知道我如果去银行办事情。
If I go to bank.
我发现怎么样说呢？我人去还不见得有用。
Just in person going to the bank may not be useful.
什么有用呢？
And what is being used for?
那个印章。
That seal, the stamp.
他认那个章不认人呢。
The bank recognizes the stamp, not the person.
我就是那个本人，但我可能带错章了，没用。
Even if I go in person, but I brought the wrong seal, it would not work.
他只认那个印。
The bank recognizes the seal.
然后他要对。
And then it has to match.
差一点点都不可以。
If there is a little difference, it won't work.
所以这里很奇妙。
So this is strange, miracle.
所以讲到印的时候哈。
When we talk about seal.
这个以弗所是有这么一段话。
The book of Ephesians has this word.
先看第一章好了。我们先看第一章。
Chapter one.
第一章。
Chapter 1, Ephesians.
我们先看第十节到第十到十四节。
Verse 10 to 14.
要照神所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得早称赞。
In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
The promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory.
这段话又讲到印跟凭据。
So here it mentioned about guarantee and seal.
那这一段话里面讲了其他的重点是什么呢？
So what is the main point?
什么事需要印？什么事会产生凭据呢？
What needs seal to be guaranteed?
这里面讲的事情，前面在以弗所第一章前面讲的是，我们不但得救，而且要得到儿子的名分。
And before mentioned about that we have to be saved and to be called a son of God.
那不但得到儿子的名分，神也借着这一切的成就，要把天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Not just to be called as son of God, but also to unite everything in heaven and earth under one head, Christ.
然后我们也在当中得到产业。
And then we receive the inheritance.
这一段话可以说是神旨意中的中心的中心。
This is the passage that I believe is the center of His will.
所以神为这件事情什么要印在我们身上，把它印在我们身上。
Because to accomplish this, he wants to seal the seal in our heart.
或者把我们放在这里面。
Or to put us in it.
然后呢，神为了要让我们可以明白，他用圣灵在我们里做凭据。
And because God wants us to understand it fully, he put Holy Spirit in us to guarantee us.
什么叫凭据？
What is the meaning of deposit?
不晓得你们去不去当铺？当铺，对的，那个叫什么？翻译怎么？当铺怎么讲？什么讲？
I don't know if you have ever went to a pawn shop.
当铺怎么？假设我有一辆 Mercedes Benz， 我送当铺去。
So if I have a Mercedes Benz and I brought it to the pawn shop.
那老板呢？他给我一笔钱，你知道
？And the owner of the shop gave me money.
所以呢？我就可以拿着这笔钱自由走了。
So then I can take the money and go.
那当铺他老板他为什么不怕你那个钱跑掉
？And the shop owner will not afraid that you will not return the money.
因为你那个 Mercedes Benz 很贵。
Because your Mercedes Benz is cost more.
对不对？所以说他给我们呢，可能怎么样说，只是那个整个价值的一小部分。
So what he gave us may be only the partial of what your good worth.
那主耶稣呢？神呢？他怎么样？神是用圣灵在我们里面像那个点押品一样 ，pledge 那种。
So God used Holy Spirit to deposit in us.
所以这个要叫我们有凭据。
So that's our guarantee.
压在我们身上。
It set in our heart.
所以你要知道，你能够跟圣灵有一个很。活的很融洽的关系，这是非常宝贵的事情。
So if you have a smooth and a good relationship with Holy Spirit,
是叫我们原来没有办法明白的，可以逐渐明白。
Will make us understand what we did not understand before.
没有把握的，可以逐渐有把握。
The thing that we were not assured will receive assurance.
你看那个借钱的人，对不对？他钱拿了就走了。
You see the borrower, they took the money and go.
那当铺老板。他连看都不看他一眼，走你走你的。
But the shop owner were not afraid, just let him go.
为什么
？Why?
这个抵押品太贵了。
The one the goods that they put down it costs more.
对不对
？Worth more.
他说你跑没关系，你跑什么？我这里就，那我就赚更多。
If the borrower disappeared, that's okay. I have a good that worth more.
对不对？你向银行借钱。
You went to the bank to borrow money.
为什么银行不天天来找你
？Why the bank didn't bother you every day?
因为你的房子就是他的抵押品了。
Because your house is the mortgage.
对不对
？Why? You see?
他根本不怕你跑啊。
They are not afraid that you disappear.
不怕你不还呢。
They are not afraid that you don't return the money.
因为什么？这个抵押品太贵了。
Because the mortgage is higher worth.
神把圣灵 当抵押品在我们里面。
God put Holy Spirit as the mortgage in us.
圣灵就是神自己啊。
And the Holy Spirit is God Himself.
是主耶稣的另外一个形象啊。
Is a Jesus Christ in a different image.
所以你就知道，主要成就这件事情。
So you see, when God wants to accomplish this,
他要把它印在我们身上。
He wants to put that seal in us.
他把圣灵给我们做凭据。
He used Holy Spirit as the deposit guarantee.
所以神讲他的应许的时候也是一样的。
So when God mentioned about His promise,
他一面讲他的应许，一面什么？用圣灵在里面做凭据。
On one hand, He talked about the promise. On the other hand, He put Holy Spirit as a deposit in us.
那如果我们对他这个东西不在乎、不关心
，If we don't care about this,
你会发现圣灵是会有动作的。
Then you will see Holy Spirit do it differently.
我想请大家多读一点圣经哈。
And let's read a few more scriptures.
这个以弗所书第四章从十七节读起
，verse 17，
然后读到十七节的结束，好吧？啊，不是也是从第四章的结束啊。
To the end of chapter four.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as a Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their heart.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Having lost all sensitivities, they have given themselves over a sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
你们学了基督却不是这样。
You, however, did not come to know Christ that way.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
Surely you heard of him and were taught in him accordance with the truth that is in Jesus.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
To be made new in the attitude of your mind.
并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we were all members of one body.
生气却不要犯罪。不可含怒到日落。
In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And do not give the devil a foothold.
从前偷气的，不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hand, that he may have something to share with those in need.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见人得益处。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their need, that it may benefit those who listen.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，因为，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼怒、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里 饶恕了你们一样。
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgive you.
我想你大家一下读这一大段抓不到东西。
You might be lost in this big passage.
但是那句话，三十节说：“不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。”
But pay attention to verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God,
你会发现
with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
这一句话是藏在生活上的许多的事情里面。
You will see that this verse actually hidden in our daily life.
就好像这里告诉我提醒我一件事情，就是神在我们生活的过程中，在那里对那个印呢。
It's just like a Lord is matching the seal in our daily life.
如果这个跟这个神所那个印我们的印不合
，If the seal doesn't match,
圣灵就会担忧。
Then it will grieve the Holy Spirit.
他说不要叫圣灵担忧。
It says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit."
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们是受了他的印记，要等候得赎的日子。
Because we are sealed by it and waiting for the day of redemption.
我们真正等救的是那个得赎的日子。
We are waiting for the day of redemption.
那到底什么事会叫圣灵担忧呢
？And what will grieve the Holy Spirit?
负面的方面。
Negatively.
向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
That you have this heart and desire with the Gentiles.
心地昏暗，心思昏暗。
And your heart is slow.
与神所赐的生命隔绝，不活在生命里面。
Your life is not connected with God.
做无知的人。
And to be a ignorant.
良心失去知觉。
And you lost your sensitivity.
或者放纵私欲。
And or, indulge in every kind of impurity.
贪行种种的污秽。
And lust for more.
给魔鬼留地步。
And to leave space for the devil.
偷窃。
To steal.
污秽的言语。
Bad word.
谎言。
Lie.
这些都叫圣灵担忧。
These will upset the Holy Spirit.
这个什么？这跟得赎日子来到的时候，神所希望我们的那样的情形不同的。
These are totally different with what God expects us on the day of redemption.
而真正我们积极是做该做什么
？So shall we actively doing what?
在第一章告诉我们说，神要使天上地上一切所有都在基督里面同归于一。
Chapter 1 told us that Lord want to bring all things in heaven and earth together under one head.
在以弗所书第二章告诉我们说，我们是新造的人。
And chapter 2 told us that we are new formed.
这个新造呢，是有个人这方面的新造 ，new creation。
The new creation has in the level of individual。
那也有什么团体的这面
？And also in the form of collective group。
所以今天主把我们摆在教会里面生活。
So today God put us in the church life。
神是在做团体的新造。
Lord is creating as a group。
好。所以不管我们原来有多大的不同
So no matter how different we are
神在做团体的新造的工作
Lord is creating a new form in this group
所以新人有团体的这一面
So a new person has also new group
那所以把我们建造成基督的身体
So that we can be built as the body of Christ
这是要承受他的丰富的
To receive his abundance.
如果我们对于神心中所关心的东西不在乎
So if we don't care what God's will is
那却是像这些像外邦人存虚妄的心
But then we have this heart like the Gentiles
心思上昏暗
And we have this darkened thinking
圣灵就担忧
And it grieves the Holy Spirit
圣灵怎么担忧因为神有一个印在那个地方
Why Holy Spirit grieve? Because there is a seal from God.
我们的光景跟神所要的光景不合。
The condition of us doesn't match the condition that God expects from us.
所以神真是要我们趁着可以悔改的时候早点悔改。
So Lord wants us to repent when we can.
让我们跟他之间的交通没有间隔，没有障碍。
So that our fellowship with Him cannot be interrupted.
因为